This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us. Oh, that would help, wouldn't it? On the air, and texting, and tweeting. And, you know, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a million things you can do up there on the website, and really just engage. The biggest thing I like to see is when you guys engage. And it doesn't have to be with me, it can be with each other. It can be getting more information on these stories that would make so much more sense to do that. Seriously. All right. I told you, this is my favorite thing to do. These are the things I love doing to show you what's going on the college campuses where you're spending your hard-earned money, your retirement money, crazy people, for your grandsons, granddaughters. And this is what your money's going for. You ready? This is from Campus Reform. You know, I always love when they do this.
I'm Calvin Phillips with Campus Reform. Today we're at UC Santa Barbara talking to students about President Trump's...
Now, we've had him on the show before, and he's in UC Santa Barbara. Okay? Not the most conservative school, not the most liberal, but definitely up there in like the top five here in California.
Recent decision to send troops to the southern border. And will their opinions on that move change when they find out President Obama actually did the same thing a few years ago? Let's find out. So President Trump recently announced he's going to be sending a few thousand troops down to the border to try and secure the influx of people coming across illegally. Do you support sending troops down to the border? Yes or no? Okay, so three no's.
I feel like it's not justified, mostly because like it is like a totally uncalled for act of power.
Definitely disapprove. I don't know. I think it just puts a bad light on America.
Nobody has a reason, I mean a real reason. They have their talking points that maybe their professor gave them, or these, you know how they sit around, we all did it at that age. You sit around, you're the smartest thing on the planet because the old folks are too old, they can't figure it out. They've got all the answers, although I haven't heard any details yet.
Productive. I'm not a huge fan of the military to begin with for spending way too much money on that. I think it would be a complete...
We should be spending more money on education so that we all could get so smart we wouldn't have to fight anymore. Oh, wait, we already do.
Waste of money.
It's not projected correctly, so it's not resonating well with me, at least.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah.
Who can be here or not, basically.
Yeah.
At a border, I think most people would say.
Maybe, but like, I don't think it's good to send, you know, militarized troops to people who are coming in unarmed.
Laws don't really, like, keep people out. And, like, just think about it, like...
So let's not have any laws. I mean, I'm with him. Laws don't keep people out. I'd love to go to my neighbor's house. He's got some stuff over there I'd love to have. So I just go in, right? I mean, no laws. I mean, this young man is saying. I don't know what to tell you.
How many airplanes, like, are there?
They're basically there to, like, does it shoot to kill? Like, what's, like, I don't want there to be any loss of life. Like, that seems like the only goal here.
Really? You're well-informed young people. Remember, you're paying for their education. They're at a public school. You're paying for their education. Isn't that wonderful?
You know that President Obama did the exact same thing when he was president. Like,
I mean, look at him. He's like, no, he's really not saying anything. I didn't mute the mic, by the way. He really is looking like, okay, where do I go with this? Because now I look like a total idiot. Not that I didn't look like one before, but I really, this is like proof positive that I don't have a clue.
Honestly, I'm not super up to date with politics. I didn't know that. So.
Oh, but she had an opinion and was totally up to date 5 minutes ago. This is what I'm talking about. These kids do not know how to say, I don't know. They think they're so smart because they're on a UC campus or on a campus in California. They go to Kalaji, so they must be brilliant. You know, how else did they get? Oh, some of them got in because they've been lowering the entrance exams. They've been lowering what it takes to get into these schools.
I just think that we need to be so, like, compassionate toward other people, and it's definitely not what he's putting forward.
And did you know President Obama did the same move? He also sent a few thousand troops to the border.
I did not know that.
That's surprising.
Why are you calling me?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I would say, yeah, that's kind of surprising.
It sounded like you were opposed to that when President Trump did it. Were you opposed to it when President Obama did it, though?
When President Obama did it, I felt that there was, I suppose, different coverage as to what the intentions were.
I don't know anything about that, personally. So the difference is definitely with publicity and, like, false information.
So I guess I would have to read up more about the intentions behind Trump's versus the intentions behind Obama.
I think it's a positive move. I think, honestly, it has precedent. Obama did the same thing back in, I think it was 2012. So.
Oh, my God. There was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Out of 7 people, we found one person that had a clue. I hope he doesn't disappoint me.
Oh, I think there's nothing unconstitutional about it, and I think that the state governments need to make sure that they're not acting in opposition to the federal government.
Well, what do you think of that, huh? Pretty good. He, I mean,
where he came from.
apparently, he was dropped here from another planet that definitely has a higher IQ in total than most of us do. I mean, seriously, that was great. But, I mean, you think about it, they were stuck. It's because they're listening. These clips, see how tongue-tied I am? These clips are proof positive that these kids react to the 140, well, now it's not 140 characters. Now it's 280 characters on Twitter, right? But most of them can't type that high. They can't read that long. That's too long of a heading for them to read. So they're probably still using 140 characters or less. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your wife's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back, baby. There you go. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Please be involved in the conversation. There's a dozen ways you can do that. Hop up on the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can talk on, and what is that thing called? We still call that chat room there? Yeah. The chat room on the website, where older folks can go and talk. And then there's the one on Facebook, where all the Facebook aficionados go and hang out. So I guess if you're with the cool kids, you're on Facebook. But if you're with the smart kids, you're on the... Ooh. Anyway. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. If you head over to the website, I have a STOA for my people in Massachusetts. I have a STOA over there. And the stuff you can buy there as well. We have a bigger store online where you can get shirts and hats and caps. Do I have a cap? I had a cap. Oh, there it is. It's on the floor. Forget it. Don't bother. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. There's a dozen different logos and stuff you can get put on them. What do you guys think if I do a shirt that says, you know, hashtag stand pro-America? See, I'm tired of hearing these, oh, they were pro-Trump, that's why I got mad. I want somebody to get mad at me for wearing a pro-America shirt. What do you think? I mean, should we do that? I'm just asking, because, you know, I don't know what the boundaries are. I'm too dumb to know what the boundaries are. Which one was I going to do when we got back? Did I say? Does it matter? I can just ramble. Nobody really cares, right? Like the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. There you go. You watch the show, you know the book. Really that simple. Okay, so students have crashed a faculty meeting to attack, you know, these love Trump's hate, right? You know, the people that are so much more civil than we are. They're smarter than we are. They deal with things differently than we do. Well, you'd probably say that's true. A conservative professor at Florida Atlantic University forcefully defended himself when students' protests interrupted a faculty meeting to once again accuse him of white supremacy. Now, Campus Reform recently reported that flyers were found around FAU's campus accusing Dr. Marshall DeRosa of being a white supremacist with ties to the Koch brothers, who are also white supremacists, right? just amazing. At the time, DeRosa told Campus Reform that these ties were in reference to the fact that he received funding from the Civics Education Project, which he taught. And he taught civics at the maximum security prison. Wow, that's terrible. You can't have a white guy apparently teaching, it will probably in their mind, teaching anything at a prison. And why is that? I mean, were there maybe too many black people there, or too many Hispanic, or too many non-whites, or whatever? Or why can't have a white guy go there? Now, DeRosa has explained that while he was once a faculty member with the League of the South Institute, he cut his ties before the group long ago, just before they started really become more extreme. And you can see people going in that direction. You can see groups going in that direction. You leave them. You leave them for a reason. Now, he'll never get credit for that. Right? Where the Clintons, including Mrs. Clinton, I can't think of the guy's name, but he was, right up to when he almost died, they loved this guy, and he was one of the leaders, one of the grand marshals in the KKK. It was well known, it was common knowledge, and yet the Clintons still hung out with him. Robert that was okay. What?
Robert Byrd.
Byrd, that's right, Byrd, Robert Byrd. Right? And he never hid it. And not till late in life did he say, hey, you know what? Some of the stuff I was doing was wrong there. You think he forgave him? On April 2nd, the crusade against Dr. DeRosa continued. The students organized to ambush him. I mean, God forbid we should civilly approach him. Got to ambush, got to yell, got to scream, got to break something, right? They're just so entitled. So they want to ambush him at a facility Senate meeting. I'm sorry, a faculty Senate meeting. A Facebook event titled FAU Students Say No to White Supremacy. They invited students to meet to use their student power to destabilize FAU's institutional structure. Sorry, we have to blow it up because we don't like it. Not because it's not working. See, it's not working to their liking. It's not working the way they think it ought to work. It's not that it's really not working to the betterment of all. Just to them. See, this mindset, we went through this once before. And I remember the story we did about it was a Hispanic legislator that walked into a pool that was funded by the state. You know, not a pool, but a pool area. And it was funded by the state, and she was upset that most of the lifeguards, or almost all of them, were white. Soon we won't be able to say that word on the air either. They were white. which was disproportionate with the people in the pool. The people in the pool were almost all Hispanic and black. So she didn't care who did or didn't qualify. She wanted the lifeguards to represent what was in the pool. Because I know when I'm drowning, the thing I'm thinking is I hope only a white guy reaches out to touch me or to grab me or to save me. Because I'm not going to grab the black hand. I'm not going to grab the Asian hand. I'm not going to grab the Hispanic hand. Isn't that what you're thinking when you're drowning? And I'm sure when a black kid or a Hispanic kid is going down for the third time, he's looking for that black hand to come out of nowhere, isn't he? That's how stupid this is. They are going to sacrifice what they believe to be political correctness for safety. What do they figure? Somebody's going to decide to drown first before they let a white or a black or a Hispanic touch them? Are they serious? And man, if you're that cold, if you're that stupid, that you're ignorant, maybe survival of the fittest is really something that should happen to you at that point in time. Really. Just amazing to me. But the thing that stands out in this story, there are faculty behind this. There are people on staff that are helping these young people. And to have kids really, truly break into a meeting, because that's what they did. They broke into a meeting. And then when you have teachers stick up for them saying, I don't blame the students for not for what they did because we're not doing what they want. Well, guess what? Good parents don't always do what their kids want. Good bosses don't always do what the employees want because they don't know what's better or they'd have their own company. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So much appreciate the time you guys are spending with me on the air, in the classroom, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I don't have no video game.
I got a nighttime camera. TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
Okay, everybody together.
My baby.
Except for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. Hey, the Toronto police say that, hey, they won't rule out terror still in that deadly van attack. Just amazing. What do you want to rule it? What would you rule it? Just asking. I mean, I'm always curious. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much again for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Right? There's some weird stories today. I mean, extremely weird story. I don't know this person, and we talked about this, well, I don't know, 2 months ago. And I didn't get it. You know, we've done stories around, what do you call it, sex slavery, young girls, young boys that are sold into these. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine how cold you have to be to sell kids and people and humans into this. So I guess the Smallville actress Allison Mack has been accused of recruiting women to join a sex slave cult. Now, a series of since-deleted posts on Allison Mack's personal website, it seems to show that the inner workings of the actress-turned-alleged cult recruiter, including her apparent fear that she would eventually be caught and be held accountable for her actions. Accountable. And we don't want to do that now, don't we? Former Smallville star pleaded not guilty to sex trafficking Friday, and federal prosecutors said the 35-year-old worked as a slave master. There you go. In Hollywood. That doesn't go into Hollywood. What are you talking about? It's got to be a mistake. Misprint. She also was a pimp recruiting unsuspecting women to join the NXIVM. That's a group led by men who sold by a man who sold himself as a self-improvement guru. God. I don't even, you know what? I wouldn't even want to be a fly on the wall for that one. I have no idea what that would sound like. How you talk these people into making themselves better, stronger, smarter by sleeping with other idiots. In a post on AllisonMack.com, which is the star link from her verified Twitter account, Mack shared a poem titled, She Feels Cramped in a Closet. On June 13th, the 2017 former CW star wrote, The anxiety of being caught makes my heart thrum like a hummingbird. Someday, I'll be discovered. I'll be found out. Okay? Like, this is the problem. Why don't you just quit? Why don't you stop? Why don't you turn other people in? Why would you be afraid of being caught if you don't think anything you're doing is wrong? She continued, How long will I stay inside? It seems like I've been a lifetime in here already, and in truth it has. Why am I so nervous? Because I'm a fugitive on the run from intimacy? And fear of... Listen, if you're a sex slave, there's no intimacy going on. Who are they fooling? Other than themselves. And the fear of showing those pit stains in blood. I anticipate rejection, and so I reject sentencing. Yeah, you try to say that three times fast. Sentencing. Wow, the tongue got in the way, big time. So, Mark continued, how long will I stay inside? It seems like it's been a lifetime in here already. And the truth is, it has. I anticipate rejection, so I reject sentencing. Hey, work that time. Myself to a life squished in a closet. Filled with things I feel most ashamed of. Look, think about that. I don't even have to be a psychobabblish to figure that one out. Right? She's ashamed of what she's doing. That's why she feels the way she feels. And, you know, nobody did this to her. She brought this along herself. Would you agree with that? Some of you? Any of you? Mack is said to have been living in an upstate New York with alleged cult leader Keith Raniere until he reportedly fled to Mexico in November. Left her holding the bag. Isn't that the way it goes? I mean, such an upright, you know, business. She has seen running after him when he was apprehended in Mexico in March. My leg is cramping. I feel myself outgrowing this hiding spot, she wrote. Why wait? Why not just go to the police and get it over with? Why not just go to the police and say, look, what I did was wrong. Following that bonehead was wrong. And here, let me help make it right. This is where he's at. This is where you find the bodies. This is where you find what was going on. In a separate updated post titled Jeunesse, whatever that means, Mack described how she's always been attracted to women's issues. Whoa. See, this is the sickness of Hollywood. She's attracted to women's issues by selling them into sex slavery, by tricking them into selling themselves off. Right? Pushing people to join a women's movement. But the women's movement she was talking about had nothing to do with the real women's movement. She's accused of recruiting women to be sex slaves by claiming that NXIVM was a women's empowerment group. Yeah, okay. I felt threatened by women, she wrote in an undated post. The eternal confusion and frustration I felt manifested itself in a way I related with all women. I saw them as I felt inside, complicated and unpredictable. I felt I could trust women. This was a secret I kept. I tried my best to resolve this by joining every woman's campaign I could as an attempt to prove that I didn't feel this way. I don't know about you guys, but I'm confused already. You know what I mean? I mean, here's a woman say she wants to stick up for women. She feels bad for women. She understands the plight they're going through. She wants to help women by selling them into sex slavery. Really? Who knew? I didn't know it was that easy. Think about all the women you could save by selling them into sex slavery, according to her. A collective inspiring a community of strong, authentically empowered women to own themselves in a way that has never been seen before. Wow. Many years later, the curriculum continues to guide me through the maze of my inner world, shining light on the dark corners of my psycho-something. I can't even pronounce the word. Psychobabblist. Psychobabblism. She goes through all the stuff that, I mean, she really is, it looks like she's trying to analyze herself. Well, here's the problem. You're a sick individual. I don't know about all the sexual stuff, but she's just a sick individual. Selling another human being in any way, for any reason, is a sickness beyond comprehension. Allison serves as the president and is one of the top trainers for the group. Wow. Rainier, as the co-founder of NXIVM, stands accused for keeping numerous women as slaves and branding his initials into their skin. Now, these people are from Hollywood. We're supposed to trust them. They know what they're doing. They know better than we do, right? Think about it. Prosecutors said that Mac has required women she recruited to engage in sexual activity with Rainier, who paid Mac for her services in return. Assistant U.S. Attorney Maura Kim Penza said in court that under the guise of female empowerment, Mac starved women until they fit her co-defendant's sexual ideal. Wow. I'm looking for the left and all their outrage in the comments. I can't find any. You know, I know what it is. They don't know what it is. We probably should Google them and let them know where the article is so they can jump on and tell people how horrified they are that this would be going on one of their own. How horrified they are that a woman would sell other women out like this. Right? I'm just asking. Always. I am always amazed by this stuff. I'm always amazed that the left never step up when this stuff like this happens to jump on the side of right. Okay, guys, what about a university that actually honors God and country? No, you don't even, and you don't even have to take a hit off a crack pipe to have this make sense. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at Sunny-Bay sunnybay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on, trying to get you up and out of your chair and get the blood pumping a little bit. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. Now, look, if you want to get involved in the conversation, you got to head up on the website, realside.com, or if you want to be out on Facebook, we also have a chat room going on there. You want to buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, you can only find that on my website. Come on, some of you already know the answers to these questions. Come on. Anyway, by the way, today I heard about, I kept hearing over and over and over and over again, But the lies being told, by the people that were testifying for the Trump administration and the Trump transition team and the Trump campaign team. I'm just listening to all this stuff. And these people have selective recall. I mean, they don't remember any of the lies told by Susan Rice, by Hillary Clinton, by Loretta Lynch, by Barack the Obama, Eric Holder, and Comey, just to name a few. Every one of those people lied under oath, and that was okay. Right? Come on, think about it. That was okay. There was no outrage from the left. Nobody was screaming about what they said, what they did, the truth they told or didn't tell. It really does get, and it's not even just sad. It is extremely irritating after a period of time because they just don't see any real, well, they get away with it so much, there's no real reason to tell the truth. There's no real reason to lay it out there. For real, as we say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's do the professor story first. The professor that was called a racist for, trying not to be a racist. That's right. You know, what's really funny is that we go out of our way sometimes to try to fall in line with your lunacy because it really doesn't mean much to us. They're just words. And you still get offended. And I'm of the agreement, even within amongst yourselves, you get crazy. In an incident of public shaming, an anonymous student worked on a theater production for Pomona College's theater and dance department, posted several posters on buildings throughout the campus accusing a faculty member, lecturer Rose Portillo, of being racist for asking the student not to include songs with the word N in them. Now, I don't know why that's a problem. You educators, you kids, have pushed to pull that word out of every works, right? Huckleberry Finn, Tom Sawyer, got to pull it out because it's hurtful. What, is it because a white teacher asked for it? The posters, which were also posted on the theaters, were titled as a PSA, public service announcement for those of you who don't know. The content of the poster included Portillo's photos and the student's accusation. On Tuesday, April 17th, I was organizing song cues for one of the Pomona College theater departments and their upcoming productions. My professor, Rose Portillo, walked up to me in the class and said, "Nothing with N in it." I said, "I don't say that." She replied, "I'm saying it." The student concludes that the poster by stating that's racist. So she used the word in explaining it to the young girl. I don't want this word in there. Now, some people have told me that you can't use that word ever, no matter what. But the loons on the left are a little off. See, local to where I live, there was a school board member in personal conversation when she referred to another school, she referred to a few women in the community using the C word. Now, I've been told that word is never acceptable. Doesn't matter what. And it's not even acceptable from one woman to another. We've been told the N-word is only acceptable from one black person to another. I don't care. I don't use the word. I don't have any pull to use the word. And I realize it's a derogatory term, but nobody's ever going to know. You idiots that have pulled it out of every printed material everywhere in 50 years, nobody will know that that's a bad word and the connotation that comes behind it, what it truly means and how it came about, and the way you're squelching all old history. Nobody have any idea how we got to where we got to and how far we've come, and maybe that's your goal. Maybe you don't want anybody to know how far we've come, showing that we can fix ourselves. Anyway, according to the dictionary usage alert, the N-word, the term is taken to be extremely offensive when used by outsiders, but it's also common in rap music. The word is an alteration of blank, a derogatory term referring to persons of African-American descent. That is contentious enough to warrant debate on whether the word should be printed out in media. The poster does not clarify how asking a student to not include the word is racist. Well, the student has a low IQ. It's very simple. Somebody's asking you, this is, look, think of the logic behind this. You're telling somebody not to use a certain word because you don't want it to offend people that might be in the audience. It's a bad word anyhow. Let's just not use it. And that person becomes a racist, right? I mean, seriously, you shouldn't say anything about black people that's negative because that's not a good thing. We'll call you racist for saying that. Really, are we at that point? It's just nuts. It's just losing your mind nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'd love to get some of these students one at a time to look at this stuff one at a time and then ask them, okay, in reality, does this really offend you? Right. Are you really this stupid? Does this really offend you? I'm so done with this stuff. I'm so done with the fact that these people can't stand anything that they think is wrong, even though they themselves have been proven wrong plenty of times. So we're going to talk about do I have enough time yet? I can pull this off. A university that honors God and country. Well, yeah, we can't have that now, can we? That's like so old-fashioned. Now, a Christian university in North Georgia, in the North Georgia mountains, is taking a very public stand through affirmation of the U.S. Constitution and the belief that we are one nation under God. We recognize the hand of God upon our country throughout our history, said Amir Kenier, president of the Truett McDonald University. The university is affiliated with the Georgia Baptist Convention, recently held a celebration of faith and freedom featuring Fox News Channel's host Oliver North. Isn't that great? Now, those on the left are jumping on right away. Oh, that's that guy. He lied during the Iran-Contra affair. Okay. Yeah, he's a liar. He lied to protect the president. I get it. That never happens, right? It was one of the most incredible displays of patriotism I've ever seen in a long time, complete with a moving replica of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier provided by the Exchange Club of Rome, Georgia. Funny thing, years ago, I don't think I've ever told Tammy the story either. I was driving a truck up and down the East Coast. I've had a few jobs in my life. And I purposely stopped in Rome, Georgia to call my mother. And when she said, "Where are you?" I said, "I'm in Rome." I thought it was funny. She was very excited until she found out it was Rome, Georgia. Then she wasn't so excited. Anyway, we posted some photos, and this is on the Todd Starnes website. They posted some photos and want you to see what it was all about. Now, while many colleges and universities are creating safe spaces for greater generation of snowflakes, Truett McConnell put together a night to honor God and country. God, you know what? There you go. See, there's the school you should be sending your kids to. And not just because it honors God and country, because it's not running around looking where it can dig a new safe space up, where it can fit enough little fluffy doggies or fluffy stuffed animals where your kid can go hide in a corner and be taken care of. Right? There aren't four white walls in the room. These people have massive American flags hanging everywhere. Patriotic music, gospel singers. They go on to say, "We proudly display and salute the American flag." Right? "We know about freedom. We understand that freedom has been given to us through the sacrifice of lives of others." Woo. See, somebody, what these kids don't understand, somebody died for you to have the right to be this stupid and not locked up. Because pretty much, in most other countries across this globe, you'd be in jail or dead at this point. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. GQ magazine editors say the Bibles, it's just not worth reading. Talk about that in the next hour. We'll be back. Go heat up your coffee, get a drink, get a snack. Don't go far.